Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. What did you expect?
Welcome back, people. I'm very excited to have our guest on today. A fellow comic, so funny. You're all going to love him. Mateo Lane, thank you for coming on.
I might put on my tank top because it's hot. That's okay. I just bought a new shirt and I don't want to sweat through it.
Okay, that's okay. I'm going to introduce you. Shirts off. Here we go.
Now it's a podcast.
Here we go. Those of you that don't know Mateo, you should know him right now. He's so funny. At Mateo Lane on Instagram.
Two T's.
MATTEOLANE Yes. On Instagram. And we know each other from comedy.
Yes.
And you've been on my podcast a bunch. And we wanted to, You Up is like the modern dating conversation.
Great.
So we want, you know, a perspective. And you have a perspective that would be different than ours.
I would hope so. Right? Unless you two are trolling Grindr at 3 a.m. Saturday drunk, which I've done in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the major... You watch straight people go, you know, like
People don't know how to communicate with each other, and they don't know how to. They have different needs, and they don't know how to express it, and so there's just this like this weird dance that you guys do. This is at least in terms of sex.
Yeah.
So it's this weird thing where like the woman wants one thing and the man wants another thing, but for the man to get what he wants, he has to play this game that the woman has presented to him.
Sure.
And if he doesn't play this game correctly, she ends up sad. And then they never get what they want.
Mm.
Unless they're both drunk and then they have a one-night stand and then even more problems seem to arise.
Yeah, it does seem like you guys have this like perfect world of like...
Nah, not perfect. We just have a system.
It's different.
No, right.
Because there's our own problems. We have our own problems too. We have... I was going to say separation anxiety. No, we have community... I mean, we have connecting. There's issues. You know, you're not going to find a lot of...
Like intimacy?
No, there's just a lot of, open relationships, a lot of single gays. Like,
right.
You know, we don't have that. I can't think of the fucking word.
Commitment?
Commitment. Thank you. We have commitment issues,
right.
As men tend to have. So
yeah,
you add two men, it gets worse.
So you don't feel like gay people want to get married and like commit to each other?
No, I don't think that's it. I don't think that's it at all. I think what I'm saying is that it is more
difficult. I didn't mean it like that.
It's more difficult sometimes in that world. And that comes from a lot of things. There's a lot of healing gays have to do. There's a lot of self-hatred that we're healing from. I mean, we come out of the closet. Sometimes we're 18, older. There's men who have had families and kids, and there's an adjustment you have to make.
Yeah.
So, while you straight people have been able to flirt...
You straight!
But you've been able to practice the game of flirting since you were young. And we haven't. We've had a secret we were hiding, and if that secret was revealed, all hell breaks loose. So, you know, a lot of us start sort of learning how to do that when we were 18, 19. So, gays, people in the queer community, lesbians, transgender, whatever, we have a different battles we're dealing with and different hoops to jump than straight people.
Right.
But then, when it comes to sex, just in the world of gay men, I mean, there is a thing where it's like, I want sex, you want sex. Let's just do it. Let's have fun. I mean, be safe and tell each other what we want. But there seems to be this foggy area with straight people, and I don't quite get it, and it just seems very difficult with you people.
Listen.
Yeah, that's what the whole thing is about. It's complicated, I guess.
It's definitely hard for me. I mean, the idea of like going to someone and being like, I just want to fuck. It seems
we don't
so
like that.
Relieving to me.
Here's my question:
Okay,
as a woman, let's say you're horny and you just want to get fucked.
Right. Okay.
I'm waiting.
Yeah. What is the move?
Like, yeah. What's the move? And would that be? And I'm not saying you're representing all women. I'm just talking to you.
Right.
So would you be okay with just, I mean, it sounds insane as I'm saying it out loud, finding a stranger online, maybe meeting up with them and then just having a quick fuck?
I personally wouldn't, but I think a lot of, there are women who would and there are women who are more interested in that. To me, I think for me, sex is a lot more mental than that. And it's but like, I can't really enjoy it unless I like really enjoy the person or really like the person. It's like, it's less just, especially sex itself is less like physical for women. Most women don't like orgasm every time or like that consistently.
Let's go to there.
Sure.
That's where there's communication problems. I'm always hearing my girlfriend say, oh, I didn't come.
Right.
Mm. Well, why? Why aren't we saying how we feel, what we think, and what we need? Because the men will
my pen and paper.
Right. Yeah.
Well, if you talk societally, I think most girls when you're growing up aren't like taught to like get to know themselves or their bodies, and that like sex is mostly
our
about
bodies ourselves.
They're not taught about how to like what they're looking for, that they should even like expect to have that every time, or that that's something that is like that you can come by with practice. And there's thought to be like a little bit of like ashamed of like, I think, feeling that.
Sure.
If you talk about that.
But
like,
see, gays, we deal with shame, and then, you know, we've...
Right, and then you take it out there.
There's been issues.
What do you...
Just the 80s.
Right, and I think like women are kind of like, we're brought up to think that like sex is mostly like about like how the man feels. And so you're kind of like, you don't want to make it weird. You don't want to make him, you want to make him feel good about himself. And by like critiquing him and sort of like trying to help him figure out how to please you, that could be uncomfortable, because it's actually a lot harder than almost everyone knows. I think for women to get there, it's just much easier for men. And it's much more, it's not
I
even like you have like a...
anywhere.
Right, of that's course. What I'm saying. Yeah. Men can do that much easier. And so for women, it's also can be like kind of annoying, where it's like if you're in bed with someone and they're not really doing it, you're not even really sure how to explain, like,
yeah,
without like just doing it yourself, how to do it. And especially
sometimes
if you're like early on in a relationship, you don't really want like to make it weird.
See, I would like, if a girl was like, I'll just do it myself, I'd like to like be a spectator for that.
Oh yeah, let me just say this, men don't care.
Yeah.
Like if you say I want this, they're fine.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Guess what? They want that too.
Right.
But men feel, I think it's weird for men too, because there's a pressure. See, this is the thing. As a bottom, I mean, rarely topping. It's embarrassing to think that I would ever top. But like,
I think we need to get more into that. Into
yeah,
that
sure.
Later.
But there's as that. Topping, I understand that there's like, there is a pressure on the man's side to like, what am I pleasing this person? There has to be a lot of questioning and asking, because it's like there's just a lot of pressure. Am I fucking hard enough? Am I doing it the right way?
And then the
and
idea
trying
of like,
not to come
and lasting a long time.
I don't think people are meant to last a long time.
Well, that's the thing. Sometimes you'll hear girls be like, "Oh, it went forever."
Yeah,
and they hate it, and then they're like, "Oh, it came so quick," and they hate that too. So you have to hit this like moving target for every single person.
I really think that men and women, when having sex, and gays too, or lesbians, whoever, you should just, while you're fucking, be talking. And be like, I like this, do more of that, let's do this. Because let me just say
early on, too, because especially, like, if you don't say it for too long, then you get stuck with the person thinks you like it.
Men like direction.
Well, men don't fake orgasms, so they've never had this much.
Well, Joan Rivers like, oh, it's so easy for gays to fake orgasm. All you have to do is spit in the other guy's back.
I faked an orgasm.
Oh, I think you
told me about that.
Yeah. I did that.
That's not a common occurrence.
Sometimes when I'm bottoming, if I'm laying on my back and my legs are up, like I come, but nothing comes out. I don't know if it's like the position I'm in, where like there's like a kink.
Then you go to Mateo's apartment. There's just a big like, you know, big glue thing on the wall.
Oh yeah.
Like, oh, you did come.
Oh, it's like, oh, that's where it went.
Oh, there it is.
Fabulous bit shot like that.
Elmer's glue spot
a crack in the wall.
Yeah.
can we talk about this bottom top thing? Is this like something you just intrinsically know what you are, or is it something that you like try
you
out?
You see a psychic. No, you know,
it's like the sorting hat at Hogwarts.
Yeah,
kind of actually. Yeah.
And you are the top.
I feel like. By the way, I feel when you
bottom. Gryffindor. Hufflepuff.
Yeah.
That's me.
That's how it works. Yeah.
I'm a Hufflepuff.
I feel like straight people have a hard time hearing about tops and bottoms. Like,
I find it so interesting. I like want
to. Oh, it's not me. It's just you're sticking it in. But I feel, you know, like straight men get awkward and audiences get awkward. Like, I don't even talk about bottoming. Not that I have any jokes about it, even though it's very funny. you know, it's like.
Well, explain it to the listener. I don't even know. Like, I feel like when I hear top and bottom, I respond to it. like someone naming their neighborhood in Brooklyn. I'm just like, oh, yeah, right. Yeah, of course. Well, like, I don't even know neighborhoods. Like, oh, I live in Borum Hill. And I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, cool. Oh, great. Cobblestone Lane. No,
well,
okay.
You get it. I mean, get it. A penis is going into a butthole. Uh-huh. And so the guy putting the penis in is the top, and the guy taking it is the bottom.
Okay. Yeah, that makes total sense to me.
Yeah.
But how, like, wouldn't you, I would feel like there'd be more switching.
A lot of times when you're in relationships, and a lot of times I think typically it's very typical for gay men to be verse. That's the term. There's top verse,
why
bottom, bottom verse.
Why are gays so into terms?
We're very into labels.
So into
especially
labels.
Especially with the animal kingdom.
It's because they have like a good like wit, too.
I think it shows men. I think when you're taking men and concentrating them within a community, you really start to see how much it affects all of society and why we are the way we are and why everything is categorized and why everything is labeled and why everything is like, we put everything into boxes, and that must be like, it's a very human quality, but it must be like a man quality to think that like, I'm going to put this in a box and that's what that is. And even now in the queer community, we're trying, I think that people are breaking those stereotypes and saying, well, I'm queer or I'm non-gender binary, whatever, you know, whatever you label yourself as. And so the rainbow keeps blending rather than it's like specific colors. God, I really just sound so boring right now. I promise you, if you see me, I'm much funnier.
I think we're all interested in this.
We want to know more.
Like if I started saying like, if I was like, oh, I like curvy girls. And I was like, yeah, I love fucking pandas. Girls are not going to be into that. They're not going
to
want
to
hear.
No girl wants
you're
to be called
a panda.
Panda or bear.
Yeah. Because
I would be like,
guys own it proudly.
Yeah,
like, you see the bears at the parade.
I performed at a bear community. They have a bear flag, which I personally hate.
There's a bear flag? Yeah, a bear's a bigger gay, right?
Yeah, it's like a fatter gay guy with a lot of hair, typically.
I'm just sure the bear Jew from, like, Inglourious Basterds.
No, the bear is, like, a big fat guy. Like, I'm an otter. John Travolta's a faggot. You know, it's like there's a whole thing that you do.
There's a whole thing.
I feel so out of the loop.
Well, what are all the animals? What are, it's bear?
Well, the classics are bear, cub, otter, and then there's twink, which is not an animal, but it's within that kingdom.
Sure.
And then some
what's
people,
an otter?
And I would be like an otter, like a thinner guy with like hair on me. So I'm not a twink. I've graduated from twink. I'm like an otter.
Yeah, you've been bulking up.
Neil Patrick Harris?
Neil Patrick Harris is, I don't even know. See, that's the thing is, like, I wouldn't even know what to classify
him. I'm even
him
afraid
as
to ask of what I would be. Because, like, I would
be an otter.
I'd be an otter?
Yeah.
We'd be the same phylum?
Yeah. It's more about, like, sometimes it's more classified by hair and body weight. So you're not a cub or a bear.
What's
you're
a
certainly
cub?
Not a twink. A cub is like a bear who's not quite a bear yet. So it's like a baby bear.
Well, yeah, here's why you couldn't...
I sound ridiculous.
Here's why you couldn't call a girl a bear or whatever the fuck it is. It's because, like, for men, I feel like a lot more body types are, like, accepted and people are, like, into that and it's, like, open. Whereas for girls, it's, like, you've got to have this one kind of body type, and if you don't have
That stereotype's been breaking.
It has been breaking, but I think traditionally, like, that's sort of, like, a thing that we've had to work with where it's, like, traditionally, it's, like, you have to, like, look like this to be hot, and if you don't, then you're not.
But that's very prevalent in the gay community. Oh, absolutely. I mean, you notice how many gays go to the gym and are focused on their bodies. And
oh, my God.
That's true.
Yeah. And let me just say that, like, my Instagram is such a thought, but that is pretty normal in my community, in my group of friends. And, I mean, I've had comics say, like, oh, that's not what comics do. And I'm like, you know what? You try being the only straight person in a world full of gay people all day long. Because
I'm
not going to say his name. Yeah. But, I mean, and I don't care. I mean, that person's... They can have their opinion.
Sure.
But I just think, like, as a gay guy, like, I've been spending most of my life trying to please straight people, and it's exhausting. So I've just gotten to a point where I'm like, I'm just going to live the life I want to live, and if you don't like it, I don't care. Yeah. And also, do you know what a comic's job is? Be funny on stage.
Be funny, yeah.
So if you're not funny on stage, who cares what else you do?
It doesn't matter.
Right.
Yeah. And well, also, like, this whole idea of, like, what social media is for and how it, you know.
Right.
You're out there for an audience.
Hey, I have my own audience.
Yeah.
And sorry, I'm not going to go to the Knicks games. I mean, is that what you want me to do? Or I don't understand.
I was just in the Knicks game.
I know, but not... And it's
I had a great time.
I'm clearly targeting a single person. But I like that person. And I said, I'm like, let's go to a drag show. And he's like, I'd love to. So I don't, you know.
Yeah.
Is there any part about, like, straight dating that you wish, like, there was more of in the gay community?
No.
No? You don't envy any of it?
No. Yeah.
That was the most thrown... shadiest no in the history of no.
I like being gay. I like my world. I like my community. I like who I am.
I envy the honesty of the gay community.
Yeah.
I mean, there's things in the gay community I wish I would... I think the better question is there anything in your community you wish you could fix?
Right.
Because I'm sick of trying to emulate straight people. I just don't even... Like, I want to get married to my boy... I think that we need to be more supportive of each other as a community. I think we still suffer, and it's getting better with each generation, but we still suffer from a lot of internalized homophobia, which I get. I mean, typically we tend to, when even like with singers and actors, we lean in towards the powerful women because for a long time that was the only way we kind of saw ourselves represented, I feel, or maybe something we could mimic. Because gay men play in this world of masculine and feminine in a lot of ways that straight men don't, and so we see these like divas like Judy and Liza and Barbara and these are women who play with both roles. These are strong women who play in both, and so I feel like there's a relation because we just didn't see ourselves represented forever.
Yeah,
I never saw gay people on TV until I saw a C-3PO, and then
see what
C-3PO,
a Star Wars character.
But
I think now because more
gays, a great joke for people who knew.
Yes. But I think now that there's more gay people on TV, like Glee definitely helped, and younger gay kids coming out and all this stuff, it's going to make it easier.
Was Will and Grace like a revelation?
Absolutely.
That was a revelation.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And,
great show.
And I think Will...
I used to watch that every week.
Yeah. I think Will and Jack, when it
we're cool.
Yeah.
When it first came out, like, I know Jack got a lot of shit for being so, like, you know, effeminate and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But the truth of the matter is Jack and Will represent all of us.
They both exist.
Yes.
Yeah.
They
represent
all. Like, Titus to me is the perfect representation of someone who's gay, and not because of how he acts or talks, because he's someone who's so himself and so owns himself that to me, looking at him on television is like healing.
Yeah.
Because it's like, this is the first time and the focus isn't about him being gay. He's not like the sassy best friend. He's just an entity within himself who's comfortable who he is.
Mm.
And the environment around him it's not feeling like it's like catering to that or like exasperating that. He's just totally himself. I love him.
Do you think
Carson Kreese, like all these people, I love.
Yeah, and like well, then like Queer Eye.
Yes.
How do you feel?
I think it's fabulous. Except my joke is that I'm like, you know what? If it's 2018 and you're a woman and you married a fat, ugly loser, then you take care of it because gays have had it hard enough.
Yeah.
We've done your weddings.
Day.
We've made your dress. We've done your florals.
Yeah.
You know what? You married a fat loser. Sit in your own shit.
That's your.
We're
fat
gonna go
loser.
Fix ourselves up because the gays need help too.
That sounds like a great finale episode. Yeah, they're just like,
fabulous. But I think all shows like that are great. Anytime you're representing people in a queer light and there's more representation, the less our community will hyper-focus on that person and tear them apart because they feel, that doesn't represent me.
Sure.
I mean, I get that shit.
I mean, well, you see it with like, you know, every community gets that shit, I think.
Yes.
Like, are you this enough?
Yes.
Are you what I think should be out there?
And that's because there's not enough representation.
Like, there was that story about Amy Schumer has a movie coming out about a girl who doesn't... It's coming out that it's about... I'm doing a really bad job.
The premise of the movie is that she's, quote-unquote, not a beautiful girl, hits her head, wakes up, and sees herself as the most glamorous, beautiful woman on the face of the planet.
Absolutely. And people were mad because they're like...
Kind of. Gwyneth Paltrow in that fat suit.
People had issues with... Well, Amy's not bad looking enough. You know, she shouldn't, you know, this is a bad, and I'm like, everyone has insecurities.
Yeah, even the best looking people have insecurities.
And that for that too, like Amy Schumer, say what you want about her, positive, negative, she's allowed to have her own experience and express that experience in life.
Yeah, go to the
and
movie
no
or
one
don't.
And no one should take that away from her. So it's like, if you think that this represents something bad, then don't go. If you like the way you feel about this movie and you like her, then go. But it's like, you're taking away an experience from Amy Schumer, like that's unfair.
Absolutely.
Let her have her own
just
life.
Just because this community isn't that community. It's not being shown in your life.
Listen, I totally get it. Like, if I was in a position where I felt like, because I do, I mean, I personally think Amy Schumer has a great body and is very beautiful.
Sure.
So
yes.
I could see both perspectives. But I think, here's what I'm going to say. I think just as a general, I'm trying very hard to be more forgiving.
Mm.
I think we're so quick to jump on people and just hate. And it's okay to like, look at people and be like, oh, we're all a work in progress. And I think forgiveness is important, and people are going to say stuff, and every person has said something that they regret. Every person has done something they regret.
Sure.
So we have to stop making role models of people and just see celebrities as normal people and understand that there's many layers to them and they make mistakes.
All right, let's read an email.
Yeah, let's do it. And here's the title, Mateo.
Yes.
Is my boyfriend gay?
Yes.
Okay, let's move
on. Don't even need to read it.
Do you think if you're asking, I don't want to like...
I think sexuality is a spectrum, so maybe your boyfriend's a little gay.
Do you believe in that?
I have married some gay men before. And so, I just want to say...
Liza.
Yes.
You look great.
Well, I met...
Thank you, Liza Minnelli, for coming on.
I had broken my knee. I had brain encephalitis.
Do you think that's an offensive question?
Do you think your boyfriend's gay?
I don't know. I'm asking. I don't know.
Offensive. No, it's not offensive. She didn't call him a faggot. Yeah. I mean, you know, she's curious if he's gay. Well, let's hear what her reasons are. Right. But I'll tell you what's offensive. He likes musicals. He's like, there's this one woman one time who was like, I'm pretty sure my boyfriend's gay because, like, I saw him dancing in the living room. And I was like, you're the problem with society. You're the problem with society.
Oh, he was experiencing joy?
I was like, your ignorance is so great. I can't even speak to you because it would take months to whittle away the ignorance that has surrounded and clouded your thought process.
I saw him cooking in the kitchen.
Gay.
I know. It's like, God, it's like these, everyone wants equality, but then there's like so many women who don't allow men to be effeminate because that's somehow gay and a threat to who? Yeah. This whole society is obsessed with masculinity.
Yeah. This girl writes, hey, Jaren Jor.
Okay.
Jor. That's me.
I love the podcast. Okay. You ready for this shit? Here we go. Get ready.
Mm-hmm.
Little background. I've been dating my boyfriend for over a year. So last week I was shopping on Amazon using his Amazon Prime account and decided to take a stroll through his past purchases.
Ooh.
As I was about to stop meandering because I was up to my eyeballs in his purchase history, I came across a purchase he made in 2015 that shook me to my vagine.
Grow up.
He bought a dildo. And not just any snakes and sparklers dildo. He bought the real McCoy, a 6-inch lifelike veiny bastard. So obviously I confronted him about it. He said he bought it because he wanted to compare it to his own dick.
We're not the
most creative people.
Why didn't he lie and say, I bought it for a girlfriend who said she wanted to get God, he's not a good liar.
He's not a good liar. But after not buying into that BS, he finally admitted he bought it to find out what it was like to dabble in the dark arts.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you
the
make
dark
of this?
Dark arts, fuck you, bitch.
Exactly. What do you make of this? Is my boyfriend gay or is he just curious? Sincerely, seriously confused girlfriend. What do you think?
I think she's an idiot.
I think this is...
That whole thing annoyed me. Everything annoyed me about that.
Yeah, what
Listen,
annoyed
there's straight guys can get fucked, and it doesn't take away the fact that they're straight. There's men who like to get pegged. There's men who are interested in, let me just say this. You have a prostate. All men have prostates.
Yeah,
so that means men can orgasm in their ass. So why are you denying a man that feeling?
I'll be the Rosa Parks of
straight
male.
Oh, yeah, because
male.
You love getting your ass eaten.
I love an ass eating. Love it. Had fingers in my butt during a blowjob. It's like putting bacon on a cheeseburger.
Nice. It's a nice
just
touch.
Just add it on.
Yeah.
Nice touch. Cool. I will be the Rosa Parks of butt stuff for straight men and let people know.
And the letters can go to Jared Freed, not Mateo Lane, because he didn't compare himself to Rosa Parks.
I'm kidding, obviously. But the idea that he bought it, like, he wanted to see.
Yeah. Curious, and what's the problem with that? And her being so threatened, the dark arts and confused girlfriend, like... You're an idiot.
Get involved.
Well, I think that asks the bigger question is like, is sexuality a spectrum? I think it is. Do you think
it
is?
No, but I think straight men can be completely straight and want to get fucked up the ass.
Yeah.
I don't think that changes their sexuality.
Do you think all men kind of would enjoy that?
Well, or my last husband, David Guest.
maybe some men wouldn't. Like, do you think all men would?
He wanted me to.
I think most men would be afraid. I mean, you said we're obsessed with masculinity. Like, I think a lot of men would be afraid to be like, here's what
happens.
Is
that a societal thing?
It's a societal thing. I think if a guy was with a hot woman who was into that and felt that they were taking control of the situation to do those things to them, it'd be cool. It's whatever. But I think the society thing is if I went into a bar and I was like, if I was in a bar and an ex came in and was like, that. Fuck you, Jared. And he likes getting pegged in the ass. The whole bar was like, my word. But if I ran in the bar and saw an ex and was like, and that girl likes a fucking dildo in the ass, and then the whole bar would go, what's her number?
Right. Yeah, because I just think like we've positioned men and we've put them in a corner.
We're not even allowed to dance.
No, you're not allowed to do anything. You can't, and that's why you're so angry.
Yeah,
that's why you're so angry and you can't communicate and you're guarded.
People wonder why I'm happy. I got fucking cucumbers up my butt.
It helps.
I think that's sure. great. But right? the cucumber, I mean, come on, there's like those weird bumps on it. Get yeah. something smoother. I think that what do you
say to anyone that's like wondering, like if they're with someone and they're sitting there being like, is this person not into me? Are they into the? Am I not the
well,
right sex
I can't
for them?
Judge that whether he's gay or not because she hasn't described their sex history to us at all.
Sure.
Is he making her come? Do they fuck a lot? Does he yeah. get hard? What are they into? What do they sexually do? Have they had threesomes? Like,
we know he's not creative because what? Of his his initial lie.
And she's not creative either. The yeah. two of them deserve each other.
Sure.
But I feel like, you know, if you're in a situation and you feel like maybe your boyfriend or your girlfriend has like the wandering eye for the other sex, it's okay to sit down and be like, let's just talk about it. Be yeah. like, you know what? I like you. I'm into this, but I'm feeling threatened because I feel like maybe there's something you're not telling me and let's have this discussion and then have the discussion.
Yeah. Have you been with someone who was closeted?
Oh, yeah. My yeah. first boyfriend was closeted. Closeted to his family.
Okay.
Which is hard. It's yeah, hard to yeah. be with someone where you're like a ghost. Like we dated for 2 years and I was never, he never told me anything about his family, nothing.
You can only get so personal.
Right. So it's like he only let me in so much, and that's I don't think that's why that worked. I mean, my boyfriend now, his family knows that he's gay, but they don't really talk about it, but he's still making the effort saying, "I want you to meet my family." So okay. already to me that's like a sign of like, "Oh, that's amazing."
Yeah.
Is that why it ended with your first boyfriend?
No, it ended because he might be it didn't work out.
Okay.
There's no better feeling than spinning around in a salon to see your hair looking absolutely perfect. But it feels impossible to keep up that same look at home. Thanks to Vegamore, sticking to my hair routine has never been easier, and I'm finally seeing the shinier, healthier looking hair I've always wanted. It's like I'm salon fresh every time. I have hair that is pretty thin and hard for me to grow, so I love the hair serum. I love that I can put it in wet hair or dry hair. It doesn't make my hair feel oily. It's a super lightweight serum. I just like the way it feels in my hair, and I love that I'm helping my hair to be healthier and I'm helping it to grow, which are two things I've struggled with for a long time. I am super pumped because I love, love, love these products. Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. When it comes to seeing results, the key is consistency. For best results, use for a minimum of 3 months for visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. When I sign up for a monthly subscription, I can get one bottle or three bottles sent. Plus, I save more and I never run low on the products I need to take care of my hair. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. For a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/UUP and use code UUP at checkout. That's vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP to save 20% on your first order. vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP. You guys know I'm a huge fan of Skims, and with warmer weather coming, I recently tried out one of their t-shirts. Skims makes the best basics and foundations, so it's no surprise that it's the best fitting tee I've ever worn. Finding the perfect t-shirt can be such a challenge, whether it's the fit or the quality, but with Skims, they make the most flattering shirts for everyone. I love anything that Skims makes. They have like the most incredible material. I have the soft, smoothing, seamless t-shirt in Onyx. It is so amazing. It has like amazing versatility. I wear it to dress up. I wear it to dress down. I just wore it to the airport. It was like a great shirt to wear that was like super comfy on the plane, but also super flattering. And I also tried the cotton jersey t-shirt. As cotton t-shirts go, it is incredible. It's honestly like a step up for any other cotton t-shirt that I own. It hits me at all of the right places and it fits like a dream. Skims t-shirts are made with innovative technology while always keeping style and comfort in mind. From crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, Skims has something for every fit and every body. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Let's do another email.
Okay.
Hi, y'all. Love the podcast. I've been sharing with all my people. We're going on a road trip this week. I've been saving a podcast to all listen in the car together on the drive.
Nice.
Here's my question. My friend has a boyfriend of 2 years who she lives with, has a dog with, says they're going to marry, etc. Okay.
Okay.
She recently found texts to him from him to a girl he used to hook up with before they got together of an extremely sexual nature. No photos, though. And they were pretty lengthy conversations, the type of thing he has never texted with her. These texts were only sent when she was out of town on business trips. When she confronted him, he said that he was must have sent them in his sleep because he doesn't remember doing it. I told her this is ridiculous because sleep texting is not like sleepwalking. In his sleep, he would have had to choose the same person every time.
Why would she even slightly believe that? If someone said they were sleep texting, I would be like, get out.
Get the fuck out of my life.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Also, your lie isn't even...
That's like an insult. That's when people say it's an insult to my intelligence. Yeah. That lie is like, that you would even think that I would possibly believe that is like more insulting than the actual like indiscretion.
Yeah, and the fact that she's feeding this to her friends. This is a friend writing in being like,
I'm actually quite blown away. I can't believe that
sleep
this
texting,
is a real.
She explains to us as if we need explanation.
Jared, it's what you
sleep
said.
Texting.
Sleep texting.
Yeah, that was sleep texting. I was sleep on dates with other people. I was sleeping during those days. In his sleep, he would have had to choose the same person every time, write a coherent text and respond to her text, and he'd have an entire multiple hour conversation. But she believed him. She said, really believes that he did it in his sleep.
She's a big idiot.
They're still together. I know that she won't listen to me when I tell her that she's not being honest about it, and I'm clearly the only person that she has told about this, so I'm not going to try to get her to see the light or anything. I know she would have to get there on her own at this point. My question is if you think this guy could really have just made a mistake. Am I being too critical? She said he deleted all his former flings from his phone. She doesn't think he'll do it again, but I'm more of the mindset once a cheater.
I can't believe that this is even happening.
She signs this concerned future bridesmaid.
Yeah, I mean, some women believe anything, I think. It's like people who don't, they're in denial about things. I mean, I'm sure certain parents, if you have gay kids, you know they're gay, you probably just don't want to believe it.
They always say,
my
child's artistic. Mm-hmm.
Right. That's what I'm saying. People can make themselves believe whatever they want to believe so that they can go on living their lives.
I mean, Mariah still thinks she has a voice.
Yeah.
And she knows she's lip syncing, which is weird.
Yeah.
She's in denial, yeah.
Look
at Donald Trump. He probably believes all the shit that he says.
He's a true narcissist. He truly doesn't think he's done anything wrong.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. People believe whatever they have to believe to keep like whatever they want to.
I think anytime
they want to, like, the mindset and the life that they're living, they want to keep it going.
It's more of a problem that she let this bullshit lie happen, because instead of saying, listen, it's one thing to make a mistake and go, yeah, I was texting with this girl. It was sexual because we have a sexual relationship. I like you. We're together. I think it's more a problem that he lied in such a spectacular way and she let it happen. So he's going to be getting away with murder whole relationship.
Imagine the earlier lies that he had to tell to the point that got to how absurd they all probably were.
That
to where
still believing
right,
this.
To where this lie doesn't... Because you don't start with this lie. This is like after you've been lying for a while.
And
like you
want to
see how much you can get away with.
I think to me it's like when you're in a situation like that and you've been... Listen, you're with people a long time. You flirt with other people. Fine. We all make mistakes. But I mean, I'd be devastated if I were her, but I wouldn't believe this lie. You have to admit that you were sexting another girl.
Yeah.
And move on from there. But lying that you were sleep texting, I mean, I can't.
Buying that lie is why the relationship will never work.
That might be one of the worst lies ever.
You know they're going to have 6 kids.
Absolutely.
They're going to have 6 kids.
Absolutely. Just keep having kids to get over this. So that
the
they don't
old
have to look
Catholic
at each other.
Way.
Sleep text.
Sleep text.
I gotta use that somewhere.
I think that's why he'll keep cheating.
Of course,
is because she'll buy anything.
Right.
Not
she
because he's a. If they had a real talk about it, and she was like, "Listen, this is fucked up. You can't be texting with exes. I'm leaving if you're gonna text with exes." And he was like, "Listen, you're right. She texted me. I let her know that we're done and whatever." That's a different conversation than. I was in my sleep. I was, Mr. Magoo.
Right. It's why the relationship is like bullshit. Because if that's the kind of thing that you have, and if I'm her friend, I've just let her go.
You need the only friend thing you can do is look at her and go, stop telling me the sleep text thing. It's bullshit.
Yeah, as a friend.
Don't allow.
If you
want
to do it, you're okay with him cheating on you, or you're okay with him texting other people. That's fine.
But accepting like, that lie is exactly that. Exactly. Saying it's okay that you know. Listen,
the emperor has no clothes.
Some people.
This is the whole thing.
So he's gay.
Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Let's do another email.
Yeah.
UUP@betches.com.
I can't believe these emails.
They're great.
I'd make a great judge.
The heterosexual community needs a lot of help.
We need, so do the gays.
This is why we brought you in, Mateo. We wanted a third perspective.
That yeah.
We at Mateo Lane on Instagram. Go
yeah, follow me on Instagram.
Yeah, it's a great account.
How many listeners do you guys have?
It's growing every week, and it's, as our president would say, huge.
Well, then just follow me on Instagram, and then, you know, that's it.
At Mateo Lane.
Yeah.
I'm naked. But I put up my drawings, too, so.
A spectacular artist, but more importantly.
And singer.
So fucking funny.
And
I used to be a fashion illustrator for like 8 years professionally.
Oh, wow.
I drew TV commercials and fashion ads.
Mateo's drawings are unbelievable.
Thanks.
I want you to draw me, but I'm afraid.
Draw me like one of your French girls.
I can draw you.
Could you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's do another.
That'll be a different episode. Hey, Jared and Jordana, wanted to start off by saying I'm a huge fan of the podcast and I listen every week. I suck at dating, so I'll take any advice I can get. Here's my situation. I met this guy on a dating app a few months ago. We hit it off immediately, had a great time, and even talked about how we could tell there was a connection. From then on, we started texting every day and would see each other every weekend. The only issue was that he lived 45 minutes away at home, so we weren't hanging out during the week. This went on for about 2 months of constant communication, but everything was still very casual. During the third month, I could tell he was being distant and pulling back. We started seeing each other less, but we were still texting throughout the week very often. I finally asked why he was being weird, and he told me he was in a weird place and couldn't be in a relationship. I told him I was fine with that.
I love Mateo's groans. Yeah.
It's like their own
it's
sound effect.
It's so hack. All these answers are so hack. It's like, I'm in a weird place. Okay, just... Why are we saying what we actually feel?
Yeah, right? That's what I always say. I told him I was fine with that since it was still very new, but didn't want to be led on down
and
the
already
road.
She was taking... Okay, she put her knees below his.
Yeah.
So she put his knees before hers and thought that she could keep him if she plays the cool role rather than just admitting that she
liked
him.
A lot of girls want to be the cool girl. I don't care. Mm. I'm like, chill.
Just like, no one's cool. No. Here's the thing. No one's cool.
No one.
So
no
in any relationship,
you're cool,
any position...
You're a sociopath.
Here's the thing, too. It's like just... I mean, I'm sorry I'm cutting you off already, but I already know where this is going. So it's like, to me, it's like, you know what's attractive is owning yourself. So she said, when she said to him, you've been more distant, he goes, I'm in a weird place. She goes, got it, you're not into this anymore. Well, you know what, I'm not going to waste my time. Let me know when you'd like to be into this. And bam, men will respect that.
Yeah, and he would, and what he would do, he'd shit or get off the pot. He'd be like, oh, I'm going to lose...
Absolutely.
Everyone's doing the math in their head.
And if he does leave, then he didn't like you that much.
Yeah.
And you're fine. And you can move on to someone who does like you.
I think people are really more afraid of hearing the reality.
They are.
Same.
Yeah, and easier advice for us to give than to take.
Of course.
Mike, we continued talking and seeing each other when he was in town. He actually just moved 5 minutes away from me a few weeks ago. He told me he had wanted to start dating again since he hadn't been when he was living at home and didn't know how I would feel if there were other girls in the picture. Of course, it's not ideal, but I wasn't ready to end it.
Oh, God.
We're texting a lot, but we only see each other a few times a month. I don't know if this will change now that we live closer, but I also hate the thought of him dating/fucking random girls when he's not with me. I can tell he really likes me, and we have a great time when we're together, and why else would he continue to text me and meet up all these months later? I like to believe I have enough insight into myself to know if he's playing me, and at least he hasn't been on it. He's been honest throughout it all.
Yeah, but she's not being honest.
Yeah, my question is, should I just let it play out and hope he doesn't find anyone that he likes more than me, or should I run? I'm already very invested in the situation, but don't want to dig myself into an even bigger hole if there's really no hope it could turn into something down the road. Sorry for such a lengthy email. Appreciate any help you can provide. Thanks so much, and keep up the great work.
It's not. This is a lot of women do this. I'm already so invested.
Right.
No, you're
invested
not.
Invested in what?
In what?
Well, I want to
in
tell
feeling
you a story.
Shitty, like just a little shitty every day.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. She's invested in this like bullshit thing, and she's saying, You know, she's only rating her happiness in terms of him.
I want to tell you a story about investment, about a young girl who became a waitress. And when she was struggling, she got a loan for $1,000. And from that loan became known as Barbara Cook. I'm out.
Barbara, what do you think of this?
Well, I used to be a Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. I lived in a spinny house. I went by Lady Lane Fairchild, and today I go by... I'm out.
I think that I get it. She likes him, and she wants to feel... You know what it could be, actually, is that sometimes, and I get this way too, sometimes when you're getting a specific type of attention, you're addicted to the attention.
Yeah. Mm.
You're addicted to this, like, the fact that someone's infatuated with you, and you get high off of that. So what you're really looking for is... that. And if someone is not reciprocating anymore to you liking them, then that means it wasn't
meant to be.
Mm. But you are addicted to that. You are addicted to those feelings that it was giving you. So it's putting it into perspective, it will help you sort of like detach from him.
I think, yeah, I agree with that. And then you kind of mistake these feelings of like the high off of the like little attention, and then they take it away, and then you get your like your little drug and your attention, and you feel better about it, and you kind of like take that feeling and you convince yourself that it's like this real connection. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, we have this real connection, when really it's just like the high of you hearing from someone you haven't heard from consistently, or like they're like that, what's that experiment where they like give you a little bit and that keeps you keep coming back for more with the rat?
It's called New York City.
Yeah.
Well, I also think the thing that's telling about that email is he only reaches out when he's at his loneliest.
Of course, right. That's typical too with men and women, is that you're simmering on the back of that person's stove, but you're never the main meal.
Totally.
And so they just jump into that stew when they're like lonely and bored and they got nothing else cooking.
A good relationship is someone hanging out with you when there's other things to do.
Mm-hmm.
And for him, he moves to a new neighborhood and then all of a sudden he needs someone to fuck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's when he got in touch, is when he got to the new place and he was like, I gotta try out this fucking bed.
And long distance can be interesting. I mean, I'm dating a man who lives in Spain.
Yeah.
So speaking of long distance, like, you can make it work. You know what I mean?
If you give a shit, you can make it work. That's but also almost with anything.
The main word is work. You gotta work.
Well, you better work.
That was my. I was gonna get that in at some point. But I'm saying this girl, like, this guy's doing the least amount possible. He's moving it. All of a sudden he moves in. And he goes, I tried the bars. I guess she lives 5 blocks away. Right. Look at me. I'm getting blown. You know, and that's when he gets in touch. And she goes, it's only a few times a month. And then a few times a month.
Yeah. So I'm saying, like, I feel bad for her, because I feel like I've been there. A lot of girls have been there.
Men have been there.
Yeah. Where you're like, you're kind of trying to justify this thing because you really want it to work. There's this story in your mind where like this works out and you guys are really happy together and everything comes together. And you're like holding out for when that happens, and it's never really going to happen.
Do you know what helps? My friend in Chicago did this, and she was actually very smart. She was lightly dating a couple men at the same time.
Mm. Really?
Because it keeps you not hyper-focused on one person, and then it also reminds you that you're valuable and that you can, you know, you can see other people, see what you're interested in, see what you like, see what you don't like, and sort of go back and scientifically look at, well, what do I get from this? I mean, it doesn't mean you're sleeping with these people.
Yeah.
It just means you can casually date a couple of people. So it sounds like this woman is like me, where I hyper focus on the like when I'm into it, like with my boyfriend now, I become obsessed.
Right.
So I think it's healthy to, if she's in this situation, all right, just start backing away, put yourself back out on the market.
Yeah.
And also asking for what you want. She has to say,
responding to what he wants.
She's responding to what he wants. She's at the end of the string. You got to pull the string too. So it's like she has to say, hey, I want to hang out this week.
Yeah.
And don't be fear of rejection.
Yeah.
I think the fear.
You might hear a no.
Yeah. A lot of times we allow fear to lead us, and it doesn't have to be about that.
Let's play some games.
Yeah, let's play some games.
Do you like playing games?
We found our new games opener.
Yeah. Do you
like playing games?
Okay, so let's do some Would You Rather.
Okay.
Would you rather date someone who is really cheap or spent insanely frivolously?
Say it again.
Cheap. You date a cheap person or someone who spends like crazy?
I mean, I like the idea of someone spending crazy. That sounds like a lot of fun. You know what I mean?
Sounds super irresponsible.
There'd be a point where you'd be like, what is going on?
Well, my dad and my Uncle Mike are super cheap, and it's annoying as fuck. fuck. Mm. And it's like, you know.
They probably have more money, though.
But my it's always my mom or my Zia, my aunt, who will, like, they always, like, slip us money or, like, will, like go out to dinner behind their back. I grew up on the same block as my first 22 cousins.
Okay.
So there was.
22.
Yes. So there was.
So you guys own the whole block.
Yes. Yeah. So okay. There was a lot of, like, I'm always with my cousins, my aunts, my uncles. You know what I'm saying? So I have, like, multiple mothers. But, yeah, we'd always, like, sneak out of the house, like, ah, fuck this. He doesn't want to go out to dinner. We'll just go anyways. Like, there's always, like, sneaking behind.
Mm. So maybe you need the frivolous person because it sounds like you're more prone to. I feel like I want the opposite of whatever I am.
Yeah.
I'm almost more into the frivolous spender just because I'm, like, a little cheap. So I feel like you have two cheap people, you never buy anything.
Yeah.
You need, like, someone to rein it in and someone who's, like, more,
the
like,
cheap
fun.
Yeah. And the cheap person's always the cheap. Cheapness is, like, a horrible quality, I think.
Yeah.
Like, it's when it gets to a point where, like if you're, like, at a bar. And someone's like, yeah, just everyone throw in $20, and you have to be like, well, I got my tab at the bar. You're like, you're annoying.
Oh, that's so annoying. At brunch, it's like, well, you ordered more mimosas than me.
Yeah.
So, and I get that some people aren't in a position where they can spend money.
And don't go.
Thank you. Yeah. Don't walk into a situation. My friend Bob, the drag queen, always says, like, money will come back. So just don't be so. Like, about your money.
But,
like,
also money. If you can't, then don't go.
Right.
That's okay, too. Yeah. Hey,
if you're not willing to spend a little money, don't go.
If you can't do the, yeah, here's my 20, then you know, maybe it's time to stay in.
Exactly. I agree with that.
I'm sorry I'm texting at the same time, but I'm talking to my manager about flights and maybe flying out to Scotland tonight, so
do
I'm
not,
here.
Don't worry about
but
it.
I don't want you to feel offended because I did Bobby Kelly's podcast, and Esty texted me, and I had to text her back.
Of course.
And he was like, yeah, all that. And I was like, but it's Esty.
Esty is the booker at the Comedy Cellar, for those wondering.
And where you guys are, they can come see both of you guys,
We're performing.
You're going to be in Vegas.
I'll be in Vegas at the Comedy Cellar at the Rio.
So the Comedy Cellar is opening a Vegas room.
Mm-hmm.
So this should be a part of anyone's bachelor, bachelorette party. You know, get involved.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you go to, they have the whole Vegas information. You're going to be there when?
April 24th, that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Lynn and I are going to be there at the same time, which I can't fucking
wait. If you
listen
to this podcast, you need to go see Lynn and
And then I'll be there May 13th, that weekend as well.
Go ComedyCellar.com, ComedyCellar.com.
Would you rather date someone that chews really loudly or someone that brushes their teeth once a day?
Say it again.
They chew really loudly or they brush their teeth once a day?
Brush their teeth once a day.
You're fine with that?
Once a day.
Hate people who chew loudly. I hate people who chew, they don't do a goddamn thing.
That's ongoing.
You're all pieces of shit. The only thing worse are men who spit their gum in the urinal. Who the fuck do you think is cleaning that up?
I haven't had much experience.
I don't know.
People do that? Jared's not saying anything.
No, I don't do it. The people do it. There's a lot of weird urinal action that goes on.
Personally, I think
it doesn't go down the drain.
If you pee in the toilet, you're bottom. If you pee at a urinal, you're top. That's a theory I can't prove. But I'm very intimidated by urinals.
I guess I'm a top.
yeah. But chewing with your mouth open is just you're a monster. I want to reach out to people
animal.
And like shake them and slap them, be like, who is this for? Who and people who marry those people, forget about it.
Jordana, what do you think?
The chewing police. The chewing loudly is really annoying. It's also like we were talking about before, like it's a constant thing as opposed to no one really knows but you, your brushing habits.
Yeah.
Hopefully your breath is like fine.
Yeah, that could be your breath could be fine.
It could be.
The urinal thing is so true. There's weird...
The gum thing?
The gum thing's annoying. And then also the noisy bathroom person. You ever go in the... Does this happen to women?
Or what?
Where, like, I'll be in the bathroom, and then just some guy's got to come in and be like, he's going to make all these
joking?
Noises.
There's so
no,
much
we would, like, call the cops if that happened.
There's men who act like they've never pissed before in their life.
Yeah.
They run up to the urinal.
They're making
everyone's
noises?
Like Mel Gibson in Braveheart.
Yeah.
They walk
amazing.
Up. Yeah. I mean, it's like, all right, what are you being haunted?
Talk to everybody.
Yep.
Like, yeah, how you doing? Oh, man. They're just, like, having random conversations
with
themselves.
That's when I pee and I go, I'm gay. And then they all shut up.
That doesn't happen with us. We're all pretty, we're drunk.
Everyone's flushing for, like, courtesy flushes, like, just extra courtesy. One woman's job is to stand and flush all day so she can give the courtesy flush so the rest can just.
Pretty much.
I'll just never understand that. Man, my friend Pat put it best. He's like, he worked in the Sears Tower. He's like, I just, the noises that come out of these men. He's like, you see these men, they're in their dockers, right? They're on the phone, buy low, sell high. They go in, step, 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 pants down. He's like, I just can't believe it.
I can't believe people are holding that in. Yeah.
By the way, if my ticket gets changed, I'm going to have to, like, leave.
We're almost done. Okay. Let's do...
The men's room sounds really dangerous
and
disgusting.
Mariah Carey.
We're doing would you go on a second date if? So everything's great except this one thing.
Okay.
Okay? They douse themselves in perfume or cologne.
What are you saying?
I'm personally okay with it. I don't think that's going to, like, if everything's perfect except that. That could be worked on. That's not like a personal thing.
It's a strong smell.
It's just a strong smell. I'd be like, okay, but they're great.
You probably get your nose will get used to it too after like a few minutes.
The smell just becomes the smell.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think as long as I could, if they seem like they have the personality type where I could like wean them off of that.
I would tell them on the second date you wear too much cologne. I'd say that.
You would say it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Does that work for you? That kind of honesty does not exist.
I would say, listen, you wear a lot of cologne. Do you know this? I mean, I would say that to them.
Do you know this?
I would say it. I've said so many things like that. Yeah. I tend to be pretty honest.
Okay.
Like my boyfriend, when I met him in New York, when he came off the plane, we were kissing, and then I was like, you need to get some gum. And he's like, oh, no, my breath. And I was like, just saying, you were on a plane. I get it.
Good. I think people would prefer
that
at the end of the day. They prefer that than someone like secretly just thinking they smell.
Someone telling you there's something in your teeth is a good friend.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. What about a date?
My cousins get angry if we don't tell each other that we have a zit.
I mean, you kind of know you have a zit.
Oh, my aunt Cindy would be like, why didn't anyone tell me that I have this? Just look at me right now. We're like, well, I didn't know. No, you have to tell me I'm a monster. Like we say.
I feel like with the zits, it's like when someone tells you that, it's like, oh, thanks. I didn't fucking see this.
Is it gross?
Enormous thing on my face.
I pop my boyfriend's zits.
I know a lot of girls who love doing that.
There's pimple poppers and there's
people. It's for the way you look at me.
That's intimacy. It's like grooming.
I love it.
Yeah.
And, oh, I get so jealous. Like, amore, why you want to pop my zit? I'm like, shut up. Just do it.
I have another one. I'm going to scratch this one. So my other one is that you go on the date and the person's just like super fucking tan, like unnaturally crazy tan.
And then you find out later they're Puerto Rican, and you're like, I'm sorry.
No, they're white. They're naturally white, but they're... So they're
working on this tan.
They're clearly like doing a lot of tan.
See, I admire it. I'm Italian and Mexican, but I'm very light-skinned. Mm-hmm. I wish that I could get like super tan. I admire it.
It's like tan mom.
Okay,
like
too much.
Tan mom.
Well, that's tan mom also, her problem is not the tan.
I mean, she's
cuckoo bananas.
Yeah, she's crazy, but she's also like the very...
I'm so sorry.
I think you have to be a crazy person, though, to keep it like a really deep tan. To keep that up, there's got to be something else year-round.
It's a lot.
Year-round. Like, listen, I've hit the booth. I've done it myself.
We need to go tanning and get our backs shaved.
We should do that.
I'm serious. Yeah. Let's have a girls' day.
A girls' day. We need that.
I've not been invited.
Yeah. And I need to introduce you to RuPaul's Drag Race.
I got to watch that show.
The new season starts Thursday, and two of my best friends are on it, so you should have to watch
really?
It.
Really?
Yes, Ms. Cracker and Monet Exchange.
I love their names.
My best friend is Bob the Drag Queen, which is a genius name.
It's genius. It's against type.
First name Bob, last name the Drag Queen.
Love it.
BTD.
He's got some great... They've got such good one-line... Like, you know, like, comics always have, like, our thing we say.
Sure. Where,
so Bob's thing is, like, if someone's really drunk and they yell at him, they go, I love you. He goes, I feel strongly about you, too. And just stares at them.
You've been trying to get me into the show. I think I gotta watch, because I'm a Bachelor fan.
It's better than The Bachelor. And they just did a Bachelor remake, the whole drag queen.
Really?
They did an entire Bachelor remake, which is hysterical. Kennedy fucking killed it.
Wow. I guess I'm going deal breaker for the tan.
Deal breaker?
Not going out.
Yeah.
Because there's something else going on.
If it's like they just went away, I'm fine with it. If it's just like random. Yeah.
Or if you keep it up a little bit, but like.
You've got some sort of weird addiction.
What about if you go on a date with someone and they've had 6 hip replacements and 2 knee replacements? And
how old are they?
Well, it's early hundreds. And their mother was a star and their father was a director. What would you do?
Liza, I don't know.
This is for a friend.
Asking for a friend.
Mateo,
she's still alive.
Mateo, thank you for coming on.
Am I annoying?
You're
perfect. Are you sure?
I'm just not that emotive. I love you. I think you're
Someone who retweets Dr. Laura was tweeting at me telling me that I talk too much.
I disagree.
Remember those pictures of Dr. Laura?
Who's Dr. Laura?
You know Dr. Laura? That quote-unquote doctor? Now she's on Sirius XM now?
I'm looking.
She's
her
like
up.
A conservative doctor.
Laura.
She's terrible.
What kind of doctor? Doctor of what?
Nothing. She's a made-up doctor. She's supposed to be like a psychologist.
Like Dr. Oz?
She's like a step below Delilah.
Oh, on the radio?
Delilah!
I love her. Someone else just referenced her today. What is going on?
Well, she Delilah, looks a lot like Betsy DeVos.
Yes. Delilah will do something
is
like this. Like
that?
Someone will call me like, she'll be like, what's the matter? You know, she's that voice. And you're like, well, Delilah, my whole family just died in a car accident. She'll be like, well, I have the perfect song for you. Everybody dance now! You know, it's like, all right.
That's great.
What other voices do you do?
I do a lot of voices. I mean, singing voices. I speak other languages. I don't know. I'm trying to think of like.
You do Barbara Corcoran.
Yes.
Lisa, Liza Minnelli.
Yes.
I thought there was another one.
I do like Andrea Bocelli. I do Mariah Carey, but my voice is fucked up right now because I'm coming off a cold, so I can't hit those whistle tones that I typically hit.
Mateo can hit a whistle tone.
Yeah, I heard you sing in this podcast. It's awesome.
Yeah, my voice sounds real rough right now. It's coming back slowly. Slowly but surely.
Is there anything you can't do? Draw.
Multi-talented.
Sing.
I don't know.
You have yet to find one thing you're not good
no,
at?
No, I'm not good at sports. I'm really bad. I'm really insecure. I have a lot of internalized like hatred and inferiority complex, and I'm working through it with a therapist. And
same.
My hair is thinning. My hair is thinning in the back. You don't have a lot.
Yeah.
Well, Mateo, thank you for
so
coming
much.
On. This is great. Go follow Mateo. He's so funny. At Mateo Lane on Instagram.
I will
go
follow him.
Follow
wherever
him,
wherever he may go.
It's a great song.
Jordana.
I want a private show after this.
This was great.
Yeah.
We'll
see you guys
again.
Yeah, we'll see you guys next week.
Send in your emails, UUP@betches.com, and keep rating, reviewing, and subscribing. Thank you.
Thank you. Expect from the bed.
Betches.